too crowded. All right, Tabosai, let's continue. So we're in still Perek Yud Aleph in the red edition, page Kuf Yud. Vihine. Now remember again, the next section, remember the Ramchal is just talking about sins that people commit, and that very often, well, in the beginning he was talking about sinful behavior that people engage in, that people at first don't even realize is fully sinful, but yet, and therefore again, fail to really rectify those negative traits within. Now he's discussing again ma'achalos asuros, when people eat things that are not kosher. So he says the impact that has on the individual. V'hine mishi yish lo moach bekad kado. Anyone who has a brain in his head, he says yachshov isuri ha'ma'achal ki ma'achalim ha'arar siim o ki ma'achali shenis arei bo ezo dava arsi. He says for the Jew views non-kosher food as something that is literally poisonous, or something that has some poison mixed in. Kihine lu davar zayara hayakel adam alatzmo leechom imenu imishar bo eza beis mechush vaafilu chashasha kitana. So Ramchal writes, could it be that if someone knew that a particular food was poisoned, could it be that a person would say, ah, I know that it's poisoned, but I have such a yitzahara to have it, right? Mamish, I know that I could die from it. I know that I'll be sick from it, you know, for a week afterwards, but is it possible that I could not take a little taste? He says, of course not. He says, and should a person indeed fall prey to such a desire to eat something that is poisonous, we'd say about such an individual like that he's a fool. Af isra ha-machal. So too it comes with prohibited food items, with non-kosher items. We've already established that it is like poison for the heart and poison for the soul. Rabbos, remember again, this was actually what he said yesterday, because the realm of kashrus is a recognition that a person is, whatever a person ingests, that ultimately becomes part of who and what they are. So a person ingests something that is not kosher, that non-kosherness leaves a mark on the individual's neshama. As such, it is literally like spiritual poison. He says, so too, something that's not kosher is quite literally a poison for the heart and for the soul. Therefore, says Ramchal, is it possible that a person would be mako in a person would be lenient? Right? If a person is at all thoughtful, a person is at all intelligent, a person will realize they can't be mako, they can't be lenient with such a thing. And about that, the pasuk says, and in 118, he explains, "V'samta sakin below echa." Ultimately, again, in bal nefeshata, im adam kasher ata. See, he says again, the quoting the pasuk from Mishlei, that if a person is going to go ahead and ultimately be bal seichel, bal nefesh, person is going to think about that which they swallow. So, okay, see, remember, again, he's giving just examples of how these things, excuse me. So, remember, he's giving examples of how, just so we don't lose sight of what it is that we're doing. In this midah of nikios, so the whole idea is to try to purge oneself of negative traits and negative characteristics. Now, the reason that Ramchal says it's complicated is because we often don't recognize the impact that certain negative behaviors have on us. So, for example, again, you'd ask a person, are you allowed, can you eat non-kosher? Of course, you can't eat non-kosher. And what's the impact of eating non-kosher? So we'd say, again, it's an avera. So Ramchal says, okay, yes, it's an avera, that is true. But more than that, it leaves an imprint on the soul. And the same way that a person would never ingest anything that is poisonous, physically poisonous, person doesn't want to ingest something that's spiritually poisonous as well. So now let's discuss, says Ramchal, about the sins. He calls them chatoim hamedinim. So chatoim hamedinim, I guess for lack of a better term, we call it social sins. Let's talk a little bit now about social sins, which are sins ultimately, again, that come about as a result of people getting together and gathering. Kigon, some number of examples of this are Honaas Dvarim. So we'll say Honaas Dvarim means when you go ahead and when you cause someone pain through something you said to them. Right? It was a different Lashon Hara. It could be factual, it could be accurate, it could be 100% true, but it's something that actively causes another person pain when you go ahead and you mention it. Habanas hapanim, embarrassing someone. Hachshavas ha'iver be'itza, going and placing a stumbling block in front of someone by giving them bad advice. Rechilus. So also remember Rechilus. So we often use Rechilus and Lashon Hara kind of in the same sentence, even though there are technical differences. But again, Rechilus ultimately is to speak negatively about one person to another. Sina, hatred, nekima, revenge, shavuos, taking false oaths, divar sheker, lying, v'chil Hashem, desecration of God's name. So the Ramchal writes, this is actually a pretty amazing statement. It says, mi omar nikisi mehem. Is there anyone who could say that they are naki, that they are clean from all of these things? Tahartim me'ashmabam. Is there anyone who could say that they're totally pure from this iniquity? Ki anfehem rabim v'dakim ad ma'od. Because the offshoots of all of these things are numerous and very nuanced. Asher ha'izor bam torach gadol. That's one who goes ahead and tries to be careful from it, or be careful to avoid these things, takes incredible exertion. I will say, I'll tell you, just interesting. You know, one of my daughters is learning about Lashon Hara in school. You know, not learning how to speak it, learning how to avoid it. So she said to me at the table one night last week. She said, Tati, you know, if you don't speak Lashon Hara, she said, there's really nothing to talk about. So she said, I said, yeah. I said, you know, she's, you know, what was interesting is from a child's perspective, she was realizing already that if a person is makbid on Lashon Hara, a person is makbid not to speak negative things. So the truth is, you speak a lot less. She said, yeah. I said, that's part of it. I said, you know, like the Gemara brings down that a person ultimately, again, has a certain number of words that they're given in this world. And therefore, ultimately, again, a person who avoids speaking negative speech lives a longer life. That's the whole idea of Mia Isha Chafetz Chaim, Oiv Yamim Liros Tov, Mitzvah Lashon Chameira. Right? The person ultimately, again, goes ahead and avoids speaking negatively. It's not just the pshat that they live a better quality of life, but Lamaisa, they could even live a longer life. It's just interesting. So Ramchal says, it's not most people, it's very hard to be free and clear from all of these averos. Let's do a little bit lighter. He says, Kol Shekin, Honas Hadvarim Bichlala. So what's Honas Dvarim? Remember again, Honas Dvarim means to say something to someone that is hurtful to the individual. Hu ledaber bifnei chaveru levad she'avosh mimenu. So what's Honas Dvarim means? I go over to someone and I say something mean to them. Now again, remember, I'm not embarrassing them in front of anyone else. I'm not speaking about them to anyone else. And even better, of course, you know, the best line is, it's true, right? I'm saying something to them that is factual, but it's hurtful to them. I'm sorry?
It's funny. It's a mitzvah.
If it's funny, it's a mitzvah, right? I'm just making a joke. Hey, so the idea over here is, but I'm objectively hurting them by saying something. He says, Kol shekin, b'fnei chaver levad, she'yevosh mimenu. Kol shekin ha'amira b'ferush davar, she'yevosh bo. O la'asos ma'isa shigun lo she'yevosh. So we'll say, to say something explicitly which a person is going to be embarrassed from, or to do something that is going to cause a person to be embarrassed. Bohu ma sha'amru b'parak ha'zov. So an example of this is what the Gemara Baba Metzia brings down. Im haya bal tshuva. If a person was a bal tshuva, lo yomar lo, azachor ma'asecha harishonim. Right, you know, you're walking with someone and you pass by Ruth Chris Steakhouse. They say, "Tell me, how was that? You know, how was that? You know, was it good, mamish? You know, how does it compare to whatever?" So again, I will say, so the Maisi is saying something that's objectively embarrassing a person. Im hayu chaloyim by my love, lo yomar lo kiderach sha'amru chaverev le'iov zichor na mihu naki avad. Well, say again, this is a terrible thing. If this happens, you'd be surprised. Person is suffering. Let's say a person has a physical illness or a person has some kind of setback. So both say, you know, you say to a person, listen, I just want to give you some advice. It could be it's time for a cheshbon nefesh, right? It could be that it's time for you to examine your deeds, because, you know, bad things don't really happen to good people. So the Bosai, again, you know, well-meaning people say all kinds of silly things like this. So Chal says, and this is what Eov's friends did. Eov's friends, when they were sitting down, when he's sitting shiva for his children, and Ebach, all of these things, they say to him, Eov, look, you know, we don't want to point any fingers, but Zacharna, miu naki avad, is someone who was naki, is there ever someone who was totally clear and totally blameless, was he ever punished? In other words, what they were telling him is, if bad stuff is happening to you, it must be a sign that you've done something bad. So Rabbah say, of course, we know that's not correct. You know, there's a concept of tzaddik varalo in this world. There's a concept of bad things happening to bad people, bad things happening to good people. There's a concept that the righteous suffer. These are bona fide theological concepts. And therefore, again, you say something like this to someone, it could be such incredible pain, such incredible hurt to an individual. Somebody, people come to purchase wheat from you. Don't send them on a wild goose chase. Oh, go to Ploni. He sells good wheat when you know, in fact, that he doesn't sell wheat. He says, and in fact, Chazal say that literally, which Rabbah say means literally hurting people with your words, is even worse than hurting people financially. Because this one it says, you should fear your God. And this one it does not. In other words, by Ona'as Dvarim, it says that be careful the way you speak to people, and you should fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by Ona'as Mamon, it does not say that, which indicates to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats Ona'as Dvarim more severely than he treats Ona'as Mamon. Of course, both being usher, but lamaisa, again, the notion of hurting, there's also a simple reason, which is if you financially harm someone, you can make restitution, right? You could pay the person back, but you hurt someone with your words, it's very difficult to make a person whole after that. And he says, v'choshekinim hu berabim, certainly if this is done publicly, shebeheya shaninu hamalbim penei chaveiro berabim, ein lo chilek liolam habo. Because again, we learned that a person embarrasses his friend in public, he does not have a portion in the world to come. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Hashem in Parakirah. Let's go. Remember again, just to keep your eye on the ball, these are all just examples. What he's calling, and this is an interesting term, of chatoim hamedinim, social sins. And social sins is another example, ultimately says the Misiyas Yisharim, of things that everybody engages in some way, shape, or form. And because everybody engages in them, we must be exceptionally vigilant to go ahead and purge that negativity from within. We'll continue tomorrow, Mirat Hashem.